AT&T Mobile. Morning, stranger. And how's things going? Good, good. You still out on the run? I'll be done. Good deal. Today was a different story. An hour late, truck coming in out of Knoxville. Everything's coming out of Knoxville now.
Pretty stuff.
Today's Wednesday. I mean, he was about to, I'd say about 15 minutes late at the most, so it's not too bad.
We're stuff out of Columbia.
Not anymore. Everything's going to come out of Tennessee.
Did they cut the Columbia people? Did they cut their staff down?
They cut their staff down or not, because it was a separate printing place that they had contracted.
Job had to get cut. Maybe the guy driving the truck, I don't know.
I would say probably so.
People doing
good. Nobody's sick. Let me knock on wood.
Would you go ahead?
I just asking how your family is.
Everybody's healthy. I had my youngest daughter with her three kids up. They spent the night with us last night. We did a Cinco de Mayo thing. And we played games, and I told them some stories. We had fun.
Yesterday from one of my daughter-in-laws asking me to make meatless tacos last night.
Do you use refried beans?
Fried beans, black beans, whole kernel corn, lettuce, tomatoes, onion, cheese, and sour cream.
Sounds good.
No, there's none left. I'll find out when I get home this morning. They were still eating when I had to lay down.
There's probably none left.
This grandboy of mine, he got there. Probably not.
Didn't come over?
They pretty much staying at home. They in quarantine. Of course, his mama works from home right now, and that boy of mine, DOT, he's doing some work from home and doing some work on the road.
He's doing some work.
Boy works for state immigration. They about to run him to death.
Keep playing.
Hope all it is playing on the radio a little bit and enjoying some coffee. Fill up my bird feeder. Up on my front porch. Every time I get situated and looking decent, they do something, change it around, and make a mess of it.
Screwing that stuff down to the porch where they can't move it.
I've thought about it. And it's supposed to be in the 60s today and tomorrow, down in the 40s at night. Might be snow skiing in July.
In some ways that'd be welcome.
It'd be cool.
Wouldn't be good on the garden though.
That last cold snap really done a number on my plum bushes. I didn't try and cover them up, but because they're taller than I am. But, it worked on them. Look, I'm not going to get any plums at all, don't look like, because a lot of the limbs and stuff that had started blooming out are dead. No, I was hoping it'd stay decent because it looked like I would have had a bumper crop. And then it started doing that goofy weather again, and he did a number on them. Maybe next year, I hope. Any of that up? Are you canning any of that? The plums and stuff? Yeah. I would if I had some to fix up the jelly, but I'm not going to get anything. Not this year, I don't think. A good season of plums in the last 3 years.
We had a really good plum tree in the backyard when I lived in Travers Rest. That was a lot of fun.
Plums. I've got muscadine vines everywhere growing.
Bunch of muscadine vines all over the property, but, you know, I don't ever see any fruit on them.
Without fruit or the male plant.
Not male plant.
Walk around and check mine and see if they're going to be bearing this year or not.
Yeah. You got some blueberry bushes?
Two that I planted several years ago. They made it through the first year, and then next year, they were dead.
Oh, wow. Now, the blueberry bushes I had at TR, we planted, I think, six of them, and they did extremely well if I keep the chickens off of them.
Got some blueberry bushes, but, you know, like I've always said, I don't have a green thumb. I can't even grow ragweed.
My wife up here, she tried a couple of years to grow stuff, and it just didn't turn out. She's doing good now that, you know, she pretty much stays in that thing all day long. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to build her another raised bed yesterday, but that didn't happen. But she's got potatoes coming up, green beans, and all sorts of stuff, squash, Hubbard squash, yellow squash. She's getting a green thumb.
Somebody's got one, because I sure don't. Carol hadn't even or said anything about putting out any tomato plant. Normally she has four or five tomato plants, but she hadn't said anything so far this year.
Getting me some tea plants. Table Rock Tea Company, they sell them, I think, for about $15 a piece. But I don't know if we're interested in the process of making tea out of them.
Shouldn't be that hard, I don't think.
But I'm the only one there that likes tea. I don't think it is that hard, but still, I don't know if anybody'd be committed to the tea.
What about tea is I am coffee.
I drink a lot of tea anymore. I love tea, but it has to be just about decaffeinated. And my mom made the best tea. Of course, your mom always does, but Shelly makes real good tea, sweet tea. When she makes it, she just doesn't make a lot of it anymore because it's just me and her. When the kids were home, they liked tea as well.
Kids and grandkids, they fight over iced tea. Buying a couple of coffee plants.
Next question, I figured you would.
I don't know how well they do in this environment, but I guess they do halfway all right.
Juan Valdez, and tell him he better watch out.
Like I said, no green thumb, so that's the only thing that's sort of holding me back. because I'm afraid I put all that money into it and they won't make it.
Inoculate a couple of logs with some mushrooms. I got some more mushroom pigs coming. I've got a red oak down, just fell down here about a week ago. I'm going to cut it up, inoculate some of that, and hopefully have me a big old mess of mushrooms come in.
What's wrong with a good mess of fried mushrooms now? I don't care what anybody says.
Put them in butter, put you something on them, eat them less like a bologna sandwich.
Tried that, but I give it a whirl.
Well, we were getting shiitake mushrooms the size of your hand, and I'd fry those up and put some spices on them and put them in between two pieces of bread, and I never put no mayonnaise or nothing on them, but man, they were good.
Put me a little mayonnaise on there. Mushrooms, is it supposed to taste similar to steak?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
For somebody telling me that years ago, and I forgot which one it was, they went out in the woods and picked theirs. Neck peek for ID. I got a cat sitting here purring, staring at me. Might as well say it's our cat. That one and one with bobtail, they done took up residence.
Did dog get along with them?
Not at all. She runs them right straight up the huckleberry bush.
My dogs get along with my cats pretty good. They, well, my cat. But, yeah, they take a liking to each other. So I've always had a cat around. The kids like cats. We always had dogs that got along with them. So I also got along with the chickens. We always broke them into the chickens. I didn't want no chicken killers.
I don't know if she'd kill any chickens, but she sure would chase them.
Fred, I'm destinating. Go in there and get you some coffee and enjoy the day. Take care, get you some rest, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning. 7-3's my friend, KK4NXD, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Just like me, Bubba. Okay, you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. I'm gonna go with DD2O Hobo Cats, as I call them, and make them happy for the day. But hopefully catch you in the morning. So KK4NXC, KM4NAP73.